the middle classes forced their way to practical equality with the nobles. Then came the turn of the masses to do the same. The beginnings of the merchants' movement we have already traced in the preceding volumes. The end of the peasants' effort is perhaps even today scarce yet accomplished. In dealing with modern history, therefore, every writer is apt to begin with a different date. Some go back as far as Petrarch, who introduced the study of ancient art and learning. That is, they regard our world as a direct continuation of the Roman, with 1,000 years of the Middle Ages gaping between like an earthquake gulf of barbarism that was bridged at last. Some take the invention of printing as a starting point, feeling that the chief element of our progress has been the gathering of information by the poorer classes. Some, looking to political changes, turn to the reign of Louis XI of France, noting him as the first modern king, or to the downfall of Charles the Bold, the last great feudal noble. Others name later starting points, such as the establishment of modern art by Michelangelo and Raphael at Rome, the discovery of America with its opening of vast new lands for the pent-up population of narrow Europe, or the Reformation, which has been called man's revolt against superstition, the establishment of the independence of thought. All of these epochs fall within the limits of the Renaissance, and all except that of the Petrarch within the later Renaissance, which we are now considering. The period is therefore worth careful study. Intellectual supremacy of Italy. Gutenberg's invention had no immediate effect upon his world. Indeed, so little enthusiasm did arouse that while the inventor's plans were probably evolved as early as 1438, it was not until 1454 or thereabouts that the first completed book was issued from his press. His business partner, Faust, sold his wares in wealthy Paris without explaining that these were different from earlier handwritten books. And when their cheapness, as well as their exact similarity, were discovered, the merchant was suspected of having sold himself to the devil. Hence probably originated the Faust legend. Superstition, it is evident, had still an extended course to run. It is worth noting that to sell his books, Faust left Germany for Paris, and that while printing presses multiplied but slowly in the land of their origin, the new art was instantly seized upon in Italy, was there made widest use of, and pushed to its perfection. In fact, through all the Middle Ages, the Romance or semi-Teutonic peoples of Italy, France, and Spain were intellectually in advance of the more holy Teutonic races of the North. Many of their descendants believe, half contemptuously, that the difference has not yet been overcome. Italy at this time held clearly the intellectual supremacy of the Western world. And Florence, under the Medici, Cosimo, and then Lorenzo, held the supremacy of Italy. Not only in thought, but in art was there an outburst brilliant beyond all earlier times. A friend and pupil of Cosimo de' Medici was made Pope at Rome, and under the name of Nicholas V, originated vast schemes for the rebuilding and beautifying of his city of ruins. Modern Rome, with all its beautiful churches and wonders of art, rose from the hands of Nicholas and his immediate successors. It was their idea that the city should no longer be remembered by its heathen greatness, but by its Christian splendor, that the sight of it should impress upon pilgrims not the decay of the world, but the glory and majesty of the church. Nicholas also continued the work of Petrarch, gathering vast stores of ancient manuscripts, refounding and practically beginning the enormous Vatican Library. He established that alliance of the church with the new culture of the age, which for a century continued to be an honor and distinguishment to both. In his pontificate occurred the fall of Constantinople, bringing with it the definite establishment of the Turks in Europe and the final extinction of that Roman Empire of the East which had originated with Constantine. For this reason, the date of its fall, 1453, is also employed as marking the beginning.